Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi of India visited Pakistan today, meeting his counterpart in the first such high-level state visit in 12 years. Nawaz Sharif received Modi at the airport in Lahore and immediately boarded a helicopter to Rawalpindi for a visit at the Prime Minister's home. Earlier in a stop in Pakistan, Mr. Modi said he looked forward to the meeting. Speaking at a large hall, he called for the region to unite in support of Afghanistan and the future.
All us in the region, India, Pakistan, Iran, and others, must unite in trust and cooperation behind this common purpose.
The two leaders, Modi and Sharif, first resumed high-level talks at an international climate conference in Paris 2 weeks ago. Islamic State loyalists in Afghanistan released a new video today showing a car bombing devastating an Afghan security outpost as well as violent acts elsewhere, including in neighboring Pakistan. The purported IS video released to reporters shows footage of militants ambushing a convoy of Pakistan security forces, a suicide bombing, gunfights with security forces elsewhere, and roadside bombs blowing up Afghan government vehicles. A man is beheaded and two others are shot at close range in the back of the head. The video also claims violent acts were conducted in eastern Afghanistan provinces near the border with Pakistan. A gas tanker fire in Nigeria may have killed more than 100 people. Some reports say more than 100 were killed. Others say the death toll is much lower. The fire ignited Thursday in Anambra State when a gas truck exploded after unloading its contents. The resulting fire, according to reports, burned to death people standing in line to refill cooking gas decanters. This is VOA News.